What can we expect from the new album when it comes out?
Man, you can expect so much. The sky's the limit because we've been working on this album, and it has been an awesome experience. And I can't wait to release it. It's just so many great songs that are going to really minister to this world. And I think if you love Kingdom Come, there's going to be so much more to expect on the album. I really feel that it's really going to bless a lot of people.
We're talking to our guest, Damian Merrill. Damian, how did it feel when you found out that you were and your family were nominated for a Grammy and Stellar Awards?
Man, I mean, that was an awesome feeling. I mean, we released our album, and off the first album, we were nominated for a Stellar Award, and then at that, nominated for a Grammy. I mean, just off the first album. So that was a great feeling that, you know, it's just something that you have that no one can take from you, you know. So sometimes it felt, you know, at that time, it felt like a dream, but it was true, you know.
Getting back to the single Kingdom Come.
Okay.
How would it make you feel knowing that choirs all over the country would be singing your song on Sunday morning?
That will give me, and I always say, give me a feeling of purpose, and because that's exactly what it's all about. I believe the song was written so that it can reach the nations, and the way it can reach the nations means that my group can just sing this along. I would love to see people in every church that can grab a hold of this message and help spread that, and even in your individual ministries, and that would be that would make me feel so honored and feel like that I'm actually doing the work that God has called me to do.
When you go into the studio, do you go into the studio with songs you've already written, or do you write songs or are inspired to write songs while you're in the studio?
You know what? There is no one way. I've done them both. You know, there's times where God has given me a song and I will be able to put it together. But then there's times where, you know, I'll just meditate and sit in the studio and the song will just come just like that. Several songs I've had in dreams that came up in my dreams, and I will wake up and go by piano and sit down. So I don't think there's ever no one way for me, but God seems to always amaze me in the different ways that he decides to give me some things, some of the songs that he's given me.
If folks want to purchase your music or want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you on the social media?
Okay. You can get in touch with me. First of all, you can get in touch with me on my website, which is DamianMurrill.com. That's DamianMurrill.com. You can also reach me us on Facebook, .com/DamianMurrill2. Or you can also reach us on Twitter.com/DM and Salone. And we would love to have you. Please reach out to us on social media. Visit our website, and we would love to have you there.
As we finally wrap things up, Damian, how hard is this industry? Some folks think once they see Donald Lawrence or Donnie McClurkin, Dottie people, you name them, they feel like I can put out a song too and I can, you know, be as famous as they are. But it's not actually like that, is it?
No, it's not like that. And actually, I would encourage people to be true to themselves and be true to the ministry. Not so much to try to be as if, you know, because there's so many great gospel greats, and I don't think anybody can measure up to some of these great gospel leaders. But I believe that it's about the ministry. I mean, once you have a message and you and God has charged you to give it to the world, that you should really concentrate on giving that message to the world instead of concentrating on the thing.
Finally, where would you like to see Kingdom Come take Damian Merrill?
Well, I would like to see it take me. Well, honestly, I feel like I'm actually on a ride. Kingdom Come is taking me places. But the message, there's one thing that Donald said to me, and it stuck to me. It says that, he said, there's so many writers, but there's few writers that write songs that live forever. And I want to see Kingdom Come live past me. I'm just a tool. I'm just a servant that I'm here for this time. But years after I'm not thought of, I would love to see that Kingdom Come will live forever, and that the message will help people forepass me, that the song becomes bigger than I am.
Damian, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Hey, no, I thank you so much. Thanks for your patience. And I really appreciate, and may God continue to bless you, and may he take you to even higher heights, Damian.
Thank you so much. Anything I can do for you, never fail to call.
Thank you. It is our guest, Damian Merrill. Don't forget, his new single is out, and it's entitled Kingdom Come. The new album will be out soon. And again, the new album is entitled what, Damian?
Take a Stand.
Take a Stand. Damian, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.